These two works, Women on Path and Winter Street Scene, were likely created by the same artist. They present similar approaches to organizing space on a small canvas. While conducting research on Winter Street Scene, the curators of this exhibition encountered a surprise. The painting had come into the Trout Gallery collection with little documentation but the name Boris, assumed at the time to be that of the artist. The work was highly discolored and contained a visible thumbprint located in the area of sky at the top of the work. The decision was made to clean the work, along with a few others in the show, before it went on exhibit. When the conservator took the frame off to clean the work, it was revealed that the two figures in the foreground are wearing ice skates. Previously, the curators had assumed that they and the other figures in the painting were walking on a road. Might they be instead skating on a river? Not only did conservation transform the muddy yellows of this work into bright white, it also suggested a possible location. Could the figures be in Boris, Sweden? The river Viskan runs through the city of Boris, providing the perfect location for this wintry scene. The discovery of ice skates, though a small detail in the painting, transformed how the curators perceived the work. Does this knowledge change how you see it too? Now, turn around. Slightly to your right, you will see a freestanding wall with a large painting of a river running through a valley. This is our next stop, Edmund Darch Lewis's The Susquehanna at Duncannon.